Great to have your company on Sports Day as we roll into green to green for Bowra and O'Day, because the little things are everything. Our bowls update, and of course our main man is Johnny Slavich. John, thanks for joining us. It's Mark Reddings, Adam Papalia, of course Carl Langdon, away on holidays at the moment.
Yeah, look, he's got the good life, hasn't he? He's never known a guy who has so many holidays in one year. He's done very well for himself, very well organised.
Thank you, Johnny. That'll get back, no question about that. Now, what about the Australian Open? Can you give us a wrap on what happened at that big event?
Yeah, look, our biggest event in Australia came to a close over the weekend at the Queensland Broadbeach Bowling Club. The usual suspects got to the end, but it didn't matter. It was such a great highlight. It was on televised on Foxtel and also 7+. So it was good old Aaron Sheriff taking out his fourth singles title, and Kelsey Cottrell taking out, I think it was her third Australian Open title. In the pairs, New Zealand pairing got over there. Paris Baker and Olivia Bloomfield won their first Australian title, coming straight across from the ditch and taking the money and running straight out of there. With the men's, it was Aaron Wilson and Benny Twist taking out their respective titles, and good old Carl Hill and his team winning the fourth championship. So after 2 weeks of hard bowls, mate, it was the big names that got to the end. A lot of our Western Australian contingent did very well, but couldn't quite get to the money end of the tournament.
All right, Johnny, give us your preview of the bowls blitz.
Yeah, look, it's coming up this Sunday on the 3rd of July. It's going to be at the Cardinia Bowling Club. Bowls Blitz did have a great official year last year, where they selected a lot of the state past, present and emerging players. They're doing the same thing this year with 8 franchises. It's going to be a full action packed day of bowls. All the state reps in there, because they're still going through their qualifications and trials for the Australian Championships coming up in October. So it's going to be a great spectacle there, and hopefully the Pinnacles can go one better and take out the championship.
And tell us about the Bowls WA Race Day.
Yeah, look, it's a great incentive by Bowls WA in conjunction with the Belmont Park Racing Club. On the 20th of August, they've got a day which is dedicated to all the bowlers in Western Australia. So if you wanted to get in there and celebrate bowls in WA along with the horses and a bit of a bet and a bit of a feed, there's plenty of options there for anyone, from the $20 specials all the way to a $160 gourmet package. So to get your tickets there, just get onto bowlswa.com.au and register your interest there for a ticket.
Hey, Johnny, that Bowls WA Race Day sounds right up your alley.
It does. A terrible punter, but one hell of a great drinker.
Good on you, Johnny. Of course, you do it responsibly. Thanks for your time tonight.
No worries. Don't let the missus know. Catch us, boys.
Good on you, Johnny Slavich, a character of sorts for Green to Green, Bowra and O'Day. Don't miss out on the little moments, because the little things are everything. A time to, before we leave you, give you a sports update. Thanks to Century 21. Don't sell with any ordinary estate agent. Sell with century21.com.au. And perhaps big news tonight, as we spoke about earlier at the AFL Tribunal.
Certainly was. 4-week ban it will be for Tom Stewart for the Cats after his bump on Dion Prestia. It was careless. He went past the ball. He bumped Dion Prestia high and didn't take enough duty of care. The Cats arguing for 3 weeks. The AFL for 4. The tribunal jury came back with a 4-week suspension for Tom Stewart, who will now miss matches against North Melbourne, Melbourne, Carlton and Port Adelaide. So a couple of crucial ones in there for the Cats, who will have to try and mitigate his absence as they try to push towards the finals. But he will be back, of course, before September. So that is one thing for Tom Stewart.
Speaking of being back, sounds like Nick Nat will play against the Tigers this week, which is terrific news at the MCG on Sunday. So the Eagles starting to get some numbers back. In cricket, what a start for Ben Stokes as captain and Brendan McCullum as coach of England. They've scored a 3-0 series win over New Zealand. The most recent, a 7-wicket win last night at Leeds. 3 for 296. England chasing down their target there, doing it really comfortably. A player of the series, Joe Root, he's been relieved of the captaincy, but he has the player of the series and has been one of the best batsmen in world cricket for some time now. And the player of the match, I must admit, I started watching this test match and thought Jack Leach does not spin the ball. He ended up taking 5 for 100 and 5 for 56. So clearly, he's doing enough with the ball to justify his place in the team. And of course, tomorrow, day one of the first test between Sri Lanka and Australia at Gaul, the Australians have made the decision. It will be Mitch Swepson who will partner Nathan Lyon on the spinning front for Australia. We know the decks over there will turn sideways very early on. So they're going with 2 spinners. It's unusual, but certainly necessary over there in Sri Lanka. Thanks for your company on Sports Day. The 8 o'clock news is next, after which Todd Johnston and the night shift will return on this Tuesday night. Paps and I will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow night.